Our next candidate for senior speaker is Jazeen Nazim, an economics major from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here, and thank you for making this happen. We students have had a great run through Lewis and Clark College, and as we say goodbye, I think it's important to thank the people that have made this happen. We've had to work long hours and late nights to be graduating today, but you, the faculty, the staff, and our parents also need to be congratulated for getting us through college. Thanks to the faculty for guiding us, for teaching us, and for pushing us harder than we ever thought we could go. Thanks to the staff for keeping this place together, and thanks to the families for preparing us for Lewis and Clark and for supporting us emotionally and financially. But my biggest thanks today is to my fellow students. You guys are the most important part of my experience here at Lewis and Clark. Among this sea of black robes, we all have friends, acquaintances, former lovers, and people we might have passed by once or twice around campus, who have made our time at Lewis and Clark unique and have given us some of our most important lessons. From the last few years of hanging out, studying, partying, and adventuring together, we've learned things from each other that we'll take with us for the rest of our lives. Our classes have taught us something about the humanities or the sciences, but our peers have taught us so many things that won't turn up on our transcripts, but we can appreciate and use nonetheless. Someone probably taught you some skills. Maybe Kelsey Culpitz taught you how to throw a frisbee on the Pac-Man lawn. Or maybe Lishka Havel taught you how to be a better soccer player. Maybe Jesse Shobo taught you how to juggle in front of the Frank Manor House. It could have been something a little more academic. Maybe Bryce Youngquist could have taught you the laws of thermodynamics. Or Molly Gray could have taught you some Swahili. Or it could have been something completely outside of class that's very important nonetheless. Someone probably taught you how to give a better handshake, and someone at a party in freshman year might have taught you to be a better kisser. Over these last few years, you've also learned a lot about a range of personality types. You've met people that study very hard, late into the night, every single night, and you've also met people that somehow manage to party every single day. You've probably lived with a neat freak, and you've also lived with a slob. We all have a super awkward friend, and we all know someone who can smile and strike up a conversation with anybody. Someone might have taught you by inspiring you. Maybe the guys in the football team might have inspired you by winning the homecoming game after 4 years of hard work and dedication. Maybe Beto, Jimmy, and Claire inspired you by doing a project for peace in Brazil. Of the many lessons you've had, one of the most important may be what it's like to have grown up in a different way. Among your friends, there's someone who grew up very comfortably, and there's someone who had to work 2 jobs all year just to make rent. There's someone who grew up in a suburb in the middle of nowhere, in a city, or maybe even on a commune. You know how your friends' backgrounds make them different, but they're all your friends. So there's probably something that makes them all the same. I'd like to thank about 90% of you for teaching me what it's like to have grown up in America, and 10% of you for teaching me what it's like to have grown up somewhere else. I grew up in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Prior to LC, my knowledge of the United States was limited to the news and television. I knew George Bush, CSI, and the OC. In these last few years, you've taught me to appreciate so many more fascinating details about this country. You've taught me how to camp in the wilderness and appreciate your forests, mountains, and deserts. You've shown me your traditions at Super Bowl parties and Thanksgiving dinners. You've taught me the intricacies of American politics and how to actively participate in a democracy. I've learned about the difficulties your country faces, and I've learned about the many good things you guys have going too. I know the international students have appreciated your lessons on American life, and I know that you've appreciated our lessons in life abroad. Maybe Mahmoud Khan has taught you about Afghanistan, or Shelley Zhao has taught you about China. I think I can speak for all the international students when I say that we've appreciated your interest in our origins, and that by teaching you about our homes, whether through casual conversations or whether you visited us on a summer break, we gain a new perspectives and appreciation for our home countries. We've had so many different lessons because we've got a lot of different people. I do believe that Lewis and Clark is a diverse student body, not just nationally or ethnically, but philosophically, financially, in our interests, our passions, and in the many other ways that make up our own very strong identities. We've all brought up something from our different backgrounds to teach someone else here at Lewis and Clark. Our social education has been a lot like our formal education. We all chose a major to concentrate in, and we all have our closest friends who are probably pretty similar to us. But we also took a broad range of classes outside of our majors. Likewise, we all know people outside of our immediate friend group. Have we learned about every kind of person? No, of course not. But like our formal liberal arts education, our social education has taught us how to learn. We're all going to leave LC today and go in separate directions, where we will all meet new people. We will have new bosses and co-workers and clients and friends with new personalities, backgrounds, and passions for us to learn. It may all seem new, but once we relate them to someone that we've met at Lewis and Clark, we'll very quickly be able to understand and appreciate them. And don't forget how many lessons you have to teach other people. People are going to appreciate your knowledge, your experiences, and your perspectives for the rest of your life. So thanks again, everyone. Thank you for the house parties and the study sessions in the library. Thank you for lunchtime conversations in the Bone, and thank you for adventures in the wilderness. Thank you for teaching me.